Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay. Oh, recording started.
We are recording now of this possible shit show.
How official?
That will be the Live Fire Media podcast with me, Kawaka 47, also known as Dave from High Point, and you, Hunter Elliott,
woo!
From rangehot.com.
Yeah! Woo! I'm so nervous.
Bullshit. So, what's new, man?
Well, you know what? I'm just going to get right into it. I'm 51 years old, and the old ED monster's kind of creeped up on me a little bit.
The old what?
The ED monster.
Oh.
Yeah, erectile dysfunction.
Great, man. I'm bummed to hear that.
I mean, it's not like full on ED, but like some of the stuff that I used to be comfortable with, either me or my penis is no longer comfortable with. And so I'm getting some very flaccid feedback.
Wow.
Am I oversharing? I mean, this is not.
I don't know, man. I guess if you're not comfortable with it and airing this shit out there, I mean,
I'm 51.
It is therapy for some people. Yeah, no, if you're 51, you don't give a shit. I get it.
It's cool. Right. I mean, it still works, like, you know, when it counts. But sometimes when I want a little recreational time, you know, and we have a difference of opinion of what we're going to watch for recreational time. And
God, I can only imagine.
Right? Anyway.
You're wanting Debbie Does Dallas, and she's wanting Seinfeld.
Yes, but in a far more dark, twisted, you know. I feel like the moral compass of my penis is superior to mine. And, yeah, that's awkward, though. But
that's an interesting way to put it.
Well, sometimes, you know, I'm like, okay, I get it. I see why you don't dig this. But, you know, I'm open-minded. You know, Conan is not.
Wow. All right.
So, you know, that's the biggest news in my life. I'm coping with that. Work has been steady. Plenty of trees to cut. I'm enjoying that. I'm very blessed. You know, all kidding aside, I'm very blessed. I'm doing very well. I have no complaints, really, truthfully. Rainshot is doing well. I'm blessed with a lot of friends like yourself that I'm thankful to have in my life. So, man, I'll be honest with you. I got zero complaints.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. I can tell you I'm pretty much the same boat. I have zero complaints. Wouldn't matter if I did anyways, but yeah, shit's going well enough. And what?
And you look good.
Oh, I know. Look at me. Look at that.
Dude.
Yeah. What? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I'm so comfortable in my my masculinity that I can tell another man that, hey, you're a good looking dude.
Sure.
You know, I'm not interested in, you know, sword fighting. I'm just letting you know what time it is.
Much appreciated, brother. Much appreciated.
I stand in solidarity with you. Edit this as you see fit.
Well, so obviously we'll hit like this, you know, SHOT Show is like around the bloody corner.
You know what, man? I'm going to tell you what. And you're going to roll your fucking eyes.
Okay.
I'm so looking forward to SHOT.
No, I get it, man. You, like, it's the same thing talking to you or any other writer friends, because don't forget, you're not the only one. I have other friends that are writers, too.
And, you know, we're going to test that, but it does get uncomfortable.
Oh, you're so high maintenance, I swear to God.
Remember when I first met you, and I'm like, you got to sign.
Oh, I know. No, you told me you're high maintenance as shit, and I just don't recall ever meeting you the first time either.
Wow. You know, there's a time and a place to bring that up. Here in public. With these eight people that's going to hear this shit, David don't even fucking remember when he met this dude.
Perfect time. It's the truth. Awful. It's reality. No, but I know I get it. Like, yeah, you get this. I look forward to SHOT Show to see you, see some other friends at SHOT Show. The rest of like the experience, though, I mean, dude, I've done it 15 years. I'm over it. Yeah, it is work for me as work on the manufacturing side. It is work. I mean,
the advantage I have is I can walk away from the mouth breathers.
Right, right.
You've got to stand there and smile and be like, yep, yep, it, you know.
Right, try and politely tell them to piss off.
Exactly. So you,
or, hey, man, I could go to the bathroom, okay? Well, let me tell you this one more story. Fuck.
But you know, as a consumer, they're like, this is my one chance to meet someone from the manufacturing. And so they're going to hold you in high regard, and they want to, you know, cultivate that relationship, which they fucking better not, because but I get why they're trying to. And so I could sympathize with the stupid ass mouth breathers that, you know, but the fuckers I can't sympathize with. And if you're one of these, you need to fucking square yourself away. Those people that bring those collapsible milk crates.
Oh God, those are the worst.
You understand? And they, in every piece of literature.
Yes.
You know, and when they're done, they got seven fucking red wagon radio flyers.
So full. Stupid.
And here's what I want to tell you. I'm like, and I've told this to people before. I'm like, hey, you know what, man? You know, that 90 pounds of paper you're dragging around, every word of that is available on the internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean, like, no, I'm with you on that. Don't get me wrong. I still like a good physical catalog. But here's the thing. How many do I bring home each year? One or two? I grab one or two.
Yeah.
Just because I don't have time to look at it otherwise. I look, and you know what happens? I look at it on the flight. I bring it home, never look at it again. And like a year later, my wife's like, hey, you can throw this shit away. Yeah.
I tell you, if I bring some home, I'll look at it on the flight back and I stick it in where the mailbox, where the magazines are in the airplane.
That's actually a pretty good idea. Yeah.
Somebody's like,
somebody get this, go, oh, there's gunshot on an airplane.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's good housekeeping. And what Colt has new this year?
Right. Right. The only worse than those stupid pull behind carts is when dudes have the backpacks that are just as thick. They're walking with a backpack, you know, that's 4 feet deep. You're just like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? Why are you carrying that much shit?
And, you know, while we're at it, God, I hate to sound like a bitch. But no, look, for it. When SHOT Show is not recon training, we're not at SEAL camp, okay? You don't got to come in boots and utes with a chest rig and a fucking backpack and a bandolier ammunition and three fight knives and a machine gun and a machete and a fucking e-tool and six canteens and a med kit. I mean, I see these cats walking around and I'm like, this guy has got more kit than folks I knew in the Marine Corps.
Yep. Yep. It's I get LARPing, but why are you LARPing at SHOT Show? Like,
yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Great big monster of a man with tattoos. You're a bad son of a bitch. I don't want to fuck. However, you know, you got 618 pounds of gear on you, fella.
Yeah.
If you were to fall over, it'd be like Ralphie's little brother at the Christmas Story. I can't. And you know what? I'm not helping you up.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to point and laugh and film that shit and put it on YouTube.
Right. And as in this image, as will everybody else too. Yeah. You know?
Because, you know, it's, I mean, you don't have, we're all the same. You don't have to be like, I'm alpha male, bad motherfucker. You know, I get it. You got to wear
wear that shit on your sleeve. We get it. Yeah. Look at me. I'm so bad.
Right.
Fuck off, mate.
I roll my eyes so much the first day or two of SHOT Show that I literally, my eye muscles now are so strong that they're pushing out my eyebrow.
No, it's real. Like, SHOT's an experience. I mean, I'm with you. I don't hate SHOT Show. The grind of it for me and the working side of it, it is exhausting. It's like, it's long days. People are like, what do you mean not doing anything? Man, I'm standing there in this concrete ass area. Yes, I got carpet and padding. I'm still standing there, literally standing on that shit all day long, listening to mostly retarded shit.
You're right.
I mean, listening to pitches from other dipshits that are like, I want to shoot your gun 1,000 yards. I want to shoot your gun as the target at 1,000 yards. I'm like, yeah, get the fuck out of my booth, you know?
Yeah.
Go away, dude. And then, you know, yeah, the show ends and then what? It's like, it ends at 6, but reality, it's like we don't get out until almost 7, and we're trying to grab something to eat, which is usually a dinner, which is reservations, which is until like 9, and it's like, I just want to like hang out and chill. I don't want to be like busy with shit, you know?
And the problem is you have to be there at a certain time.
Right. Whereas you can stroll in hungover shit whenever.
Yeah, I'm like, it's 8:30. I need another hour and a half worth of sleep.
Yeah, no, I'm strolling in at like 7:30, hungover as shit, going, oh my God, get some caffeine, get some carbs, get some protein, then be like, yeah, I'm good. Are you good? Not really.
I used to get there like 10, 10:30.
Oh God, you suck.
You know, but it, this is going to bring me another point. And if I'm complaining too much, tell me. But, you know, I've been in this gun review writing game for, what year is this? 2025.
Now, 25, right? Yeah.
So, counting not 2025, like 26 years I've been doing this, man. You know, yeah, I know. Off and on for various publications, now myself. But anyhow, I remember when SHOT Show, you know, you had people that were good review. You had people that were knowledgeable about firearms. Not that I'm the end all and be all. I learn something new every day.
Sure. We all should be learning something new every day.
Absolutely. You know, I am by no means an expert, but I know enough to keep me out of trouble.
Right.
And I know when to keep my mouth shut.
Right.
But you've got people that are like, you know, they're Instagram models.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming in. And what hurts industry writers a lot is so many manufacturers are gun shy now, pun intended, because you've got a lot of Instagrammers and YouTubers and people that really don't know their ass from third base.
Yeah.
And they're walking into a booth with their hands out.
Yeah.
And so
give me something. I'm somebody.
Give me some guns, send me a check. And look here, y'all. That ain't how this works. You don't get free guns. You don't get a check. You don't get none of that shit. You know, you write a review, and if you love the gun, you usually get a pretty decent deal on it, but you still have to pay for it the very vast majority of the time.
Yep.
So anyway, I feel better.
Well, that's good. Well, okay, so shit that I've seen is obviously popping up because it's coming to SHOT Show. You got the Ruger RXM. I know you just did a review on that thing.
Magazine's out. Yeah, chamber's empty.
I mean, you've got it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm not going to lie. I look forward to putting my hands on it, SHOT Show. But other than that, I kind of don't care. I mean, nothing wrong with it. It's just because it's another Gen 3 gun. It might be the best Gen 3 gun, you know.
Can I tell you why I like it better than a Glock?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hell yeah.
MSRP is like $499.
Yeah, so it's cheap.
I think street price, people are seeing it at like below $400.
Okay, that's hot.
Right. However, it's got steel sights with a tritium front night sight. It's got what I would consider when you buy your Glock and the first thing you do is you swap in a better trigger. It's not an amazing trigger, but it's certainly what I would consider your average upgrade.
Sure.
So you've already got a better Glock trigger and you've already got better sights, infinitely better sights at a cheaper price point.
Right.
And to me, that's enough. Now, like I mentioned in my review, I had a couple women shoot it.
It was easier to rack the slide, they thought.
Candy felt like it was
pretty big.
Easier to rack the slide. As a matter of fact, my mom, Barbara, and Chad's wife, Krista, when they shot it, they mentioned it was easy to rack the slide. When Candy shot it, she thought the whole gun was easier to manipulate. She's got 2 Glock 19s. So, you know, I mean, it's not an easy.
Sure, but sure.
She felt like the pistol was easier to manipulate all the way around.
Right.
And several women commented it was easier to rack. So, you know, I feel like just with the trigger and the sights, that, you know, you're ahead of the game. But Dave, I full transparency, you know this. I'm not a Glock fanboy.
Right.
They're okay,
and nor am I. Yeah, they're fine. There's nothing wrong with them.
It's like a shovel.
Yeah,
you know it's going to work. But your shovel and my shovel are going to look just like, you know. I mean, it's not.
It's like everything else too. It's like you talk about like the Instagrammers and shit. so many people jumping after guns just because they think it's a cool gun because somebody told them it's a cool gun. And it's like, the reality is, go put your damn hands on the gun at a gun shop. If you like the way it feels, first and foremost, you should probably just pick it up then. It's probably going to be all right for you. But if it's not comfortable, then put it down. Go look at something else.
Yeah. You know, firearms are weird, man, because, you know, it's like what I may like, what may feel good to me, Dave, you may pick up and go, nope.
Yeah.
And it's not any fault of anything. It's just the way she goes.
Yeah. Well, it's like, it's funny. It's like, and it's kind of, I can almost even roll another one here is, you know, how they feel different. Like, I got my VP9. I've carried this thing for, I don't know how many years, love this thing. And it's funny. It's got finger grooves. I hate finger grooves on Glocks. Never liked them. I'd mill them off. These actually work for me, but they may not for somebody else. But then now you look at their new, the VP9 K and F, they've only made the finger grooves. So they're just more straight grips. And it's like, and you know what? I bet it's even more comfortable than this damn thing because that straight grip is just better.
Now, are we going to address the HK fanboy thing or no? Is this inappropriate?
At this point, no. No.
No, I mean, as.
Oh, you mean talking about me? Talking about me?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, what's there to address?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if HK come out with a BB gun, you'd be like, it's a nice BB gun.
No, not at all. Because their newest gun is their, like, what do you call it? The 365 size gun.
Subcompact, micro compact.
Yeah, whatever you want to call them. I don't care about the category. But their new gun that's in that style, I don't give a shit about it.
Okay.
I don't like the styles. I don't like the look of it. I don't like the size of it. I'd probably still get a 365.
So over, you judge it over the merit of
the gun being a solid gun.
Okay. You know. Now, look. So have you delved in any of this? P320, P365, uncommanded discharge?
No. I mean, like, I've seen the videos when they pop videos up. I've seen people like Twitter posts, X posts, whatever, and Reddit posts. I mean, I know of it. I don't follow it a whole lot because I honestly don't like 320s that much. I think they're just okay. They're just not for me. So if they have issues, I mean, that's okay. It's back up then. SIG's certainly known for beta testing their products on people. I mean,
yeah,
especially the last, 10 years, they've been really known for that shit.
And, you know, so. Yeah. And I've firsthand, I've known some people that's been out with SIG, like Aftershot, and they're sitting around, you know, you got 6 or 8 SIG employees and they may have had a few beers and they may have mentioned that. So,
yeah,
allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just say it's like, if you like it, cool, run it. Cool. Be careful. You know, if you don't like it, cool, move on. There's plenty of other things to shoot out there.
I interviewed a guy, about it. Cause I don't know a lot about it. And his thoughts were because it's modular, the P320, and they had to make everything fit in that little, you know, fire control module, that any sort of dirt, fouling, lint, whatever could slow down the sear, you know, and not allow the sear to completely engage. Here again, not my opinion. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that sounds kind of like a little bullshit if you ask me. It sounds like somebody trying to cover their ass.
It very well could be, you know. it's got me, at least I'm looking into it more because I've got a P320. Right. Now, it stayed loaded with one in the pipe for years and years and years. Never had a problem. I went through SIG Academy with it. However, since I talked to him, I did unload it, and it has prompted me to do a little more investigation.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
you know, for whatever that means.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of like the old meme of, you know, the SWAT guys drop the gun. Wait, he's got a SIG 320. Sir, please set the SIG down carefully. Yeah. Like, it's just not going to die at this point. That meme will still just live forever. I mean, it's whatever. It can be funny.
It could be funny, you know, but you mentioned the 365. But anyway,
yeah.
So, what is next on the agenda?
I'm gonna say, have you seen the Mossberg, their new 590 R and RM, which is their rotary safety?
So I got a press release in the email.
Yeah,
but I glanced through it and I did see the shotgun with the with the magazine, detachable box magazine.
Right, right. I always thought those were cool.
Right. I got that a couple of days ago. But at this point, I'm getting 4, 5, 6, 8 press releases a day.
I don't doubt that.
So I haven't, I the only thing I saw was I looked at the photo. I'm like, that's a pump shotgun with a magazine. That's kind of cool because I love pump shotguns.
Yeah. They're, no, the pump shotguns are always awesome. Trying to see if I can pull something up on it real fast. Cause yeah, like they add like a pick rail on top of the receiver. They got rid of like that normal ambi tang safety. Cause it's got a rotary like AR style. That's ambi. So whichever side you just flick your thumb,
okay,
take the fire. I think that's really cool. Whether you do that with stock pump version,
you mean amphibious? It, you can use it with both sides.
Yeah. Ambidextrous, amphibious. Yeah. Same thing.
Are they synonyms? This is what having good dexterity means. Look at this. You ever seen anybody?
Oh my God.
Look at the fender edge. Right. Oh, God. Oh, you practice too.
Yeah, no, not so much.
Oh, well, you, you have nice. But,
yeah, but yeah, another two shotguns. It's got looks like a heat shield built into it. Flip up iron sights on, looks like the mag fed one, and AR style stock on it. It just looks cool. Like you said, pump shotguns are cool. I mean,
all right, so I'm going to put you on the spot.
What's up?
What is your most favorite pump shotgun? And I'm going to, before you answer, I'm only asking you this so you'll ask me.
Probably shock you. Actually, it's my Kel-Tec KSG-12.
Really?
I love that thing. It's bloody awesome. It's just
shout out to Matt Stanek with Kel-Tec.
I mean, it's short. It's heavy when you fill that thing up, but it's awesome. And mine's like a Gen 1, like KSG-2. So my selective lever for the tubes always comes loose. So I'm constantly tightening and cranking that bitch down. But that shotgun is just stupid fun. Otherwise, I probably would have said like my 870, like that's all tactical, you know. So, Hunter, what's your favorite pump shotgun?
And let me tell you, I have a two-part answer. My favorite all-time shotgun model is the Winchester Model 1897.
Okay, that's old school cool.
Now, back in about 96 or 97, I bought one.
Oh, okay.
Like 96, I bought an 18. Yeah. Oh, wow. So it was like, but the one that I bought, it was a 1905. It was built in 1905. So it was just outside of black powder shells. So this shotgun will take 2 3/4 smokeless powder. It's not limited to 2.5 and black powder pressure.
Right.
So it was made in 1905. This one is a takedown model, which they most were, and it's a 32-inch full choke. Now, I don't know where you're from. Do they have turkey shoots?
Yeah, it's kind of more like private clubs. You got to know the clubs and stuff, but I know there's a couple of spots that do them.
We have them all over.
Okay.
And so, man, I go there with this. The shotgun mechanically is sound, but I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little rough around the edges. It's got a good patina on it. There's nothing. There's no rust or nothing, but, you know, you look at it, you're like, that's an old shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take it to the turkey shoots. Turkey shoots? I'll take it to the turkey shoot numerous times. And, you know, you got them old boys out there with those Benelli inertia drivens and, you know, their Berettas, and they got their over and unders. And
here's more fancy ones I've been to. It's always usually just over unders, you know.
Oh, no, these guys.
Brownings and Beretta over unders. Okay.
You know, $1,200 shotguns, shooting that pattern on that piece of paper.
Right.
And, you know, they all stand around and they're all woodland camoed shotguns. You know, I get out there with this old 1905, 1897, and will wear their ass out. To them young boys, they're coming to me, they're like, what kind of shotgun is that, man? You know, when was it made? And this thing was made in 19. Just anyway, I love telling that story because it's an old school shotgun and it's old.
No, that's cool. Those things are cool.
My favorite shotgun model, and then the one I got is my favorite.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Shotgun than I own.
And it's fun doing silly shit like that, taking a different gun like that out the things. And, you know, whether you show everybody up or not, just bring them out there and doing it. People just look and go, what the fuck? Like, yeah, that's right. I'm running this thing.
Yeah, you know? People look at you like you're crazy. It's kind of like when you go to the range and you take a bolt gun and 220 Swift and you touch that first one.
Oh, my God. I'm not divulging into that.
Yeah, you know I was going to bring up Swift, baby.
So what's the other shotgun part then?
No, that's both parts. My favorite model is the 1897, and my favorite shotgun individually, specifically, is my 1897.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know,
okay.
And one other quick little anecdote, if you will. My father had a 1897 riot gun. The very vast majority of 1897s are takedown models.
Okay, I had no idea on that. That's cool.
Yeah, and so mine's got a 32-inch barrel on it, so takedown.
It don't really 2x4.
But my dad's was like an 18.25-inch barrel. So when you took it down, your slide action and your barrel was just a little bit longer than your action.
Right.
So my father would take that down, and he carried it in a clarinet case.
Oh, that's cool.
And the damn where like the big horn of the clarinet would be would be like at least one or two boxes of shotgun shells. So he would he would tote around a clarinet, or it might have been a trumpet case. I'm sorry, I think it was a trumpet case because my old man played the trumpet. And so he had a trumpet case, and I could sit here and I can remember it, and he would put it in the truck, and he'd carry it anywhere. You know, he'd go to work, he'd carry it, sit in his office, and like, oh, you know, hey, you got a trumpet? Ronnie, yep. Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking, no. I hadn't thought of that memory in a while, so that was cool. Anyway, my
funny. No, that's funny. That's cool.
I'm not trying to train wreck the podcast.
No, I don't give a shit. What are you train wrecking? I told you this is gonna be a shit show anyways. We don't know what the hell we're doing. We're just talking about what's trending, fucking new gun things coming out, you know, around SHOT Show. So
okay, so whatever. Speaking of trending, and I mentioned the Swift.
Yeah.
So here's something I'm working on. I got to put on my readers here.
Oh, shit. Getting serious now. Puts the glasses on. We're getting serious.
We're getting. So, that is
22 ARC.
Look at this.
ARC. AR, what is it? ARC ARC? What the hell? We
22. Damn fine. Look at this thing.
All right. It's not. Not as long as I'm expecting, but I keep forgetting it's built for an AR-15 platform. So
it's
kind of, it looks thick, but is it like 308 thick or
no? It's approaching that, but it's
approaching that.
So you're familiar with Range Tool, right?
Yep.
I met these cats years ago when I was reviewing their. They were doing like $100 silencers, $150 little rim.
Oh, really? Silencers.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He builds a wonderful little aluminum rimfire silencer, man. It was like, now, mind you, this was 10 years ago. Okay. And I reviewed a couple of his little rimfire silencers. This is ice water, in case anybody's asking.
That's all I'm drinking.
But, so, me and old boy with Range Tool, we got to talking on the phone, as we do. And, of course, you know, I was talking about, you know, I'm a speed freak, man. You know, I love. This
fast bullets, fast ammo. I know you and your 220 Swift, you know, addiction.
This is the juxtaposition of my brain. My two favorite rifle cartridges are the 220 Swift and 45-70. And I don't really give a fuck about anything in between. Right?
Okay, you said rifle. Never mind. I was like, what about 45 auto? But you said rifle. Okay.
Well, yeah, 45. So when I grew up, my father had an M1 Garand. And yes, for those wrinkling your fucking nose, that's how you pronounce it, because John Garand invented it. He had an M1 Garand. He had that 1897, and he had a Colt 1911 Black Army, real Colt 1911 made in 1918. So I was probably 12 or 13 before I knew that there was more to life than 45 auto, 30 06, and 12.
Right.
But, you know, and I love, I like the 223 is fun, but I love the 220 Swift and I love the 4570. So they got this Hornaday. Everybody gets on me high, say Hornaday. It's Hornady, Hornady.
I people say both, you know, Hornady, interchangeably. Oh, I don't think it matters.
You know,
but I've never heard Steve or Jason correct anybody because they said Hornady or Hornaday. I mean,
yeah, well, I'm from, you know, when people look at me, I'm like, I'm from North Carolina. So, you know, I got 20 years.
You get a lot of passes for that.
I got 20 years of education, man. I've been to the 10th grade twice.
Twice.
Right. Anywho, so this little jewel is supposedly going to match the performance of the 22-250.
Right. That's my understanding.
However, 22-250s are usually 1 in 12. This rifle that Range Tool has introduced, now I'm going to show you there is no magazine, and it's clear.
Clear.
Scope is off now, though I did have a nice little put on it. We shot some groups with it. This rifle is a 1 in 7. So with this new Range Tool AR with 1 in 7, we can go to, I mean, these are, we can go heavy. We can go to heavy long bullets. These are 88 grain.
And see, I don't know shit on 2250. So when you say like it's an 80 grain, my mind just goes to 223.556 going, well, yeah, that's fucking heavy for 223.556. But
so here's
means pretty much nothing to me, man.
So here's twist rate in a nutshell. Twist rate really matters on bullet length, not weight. The weight doesn't matter as much as the length. However, coincidentally, the longer the bullet, the heavier it weighs.
Right.
So it's easier to talk about bullet weight than bullet length. You know, the faster the twist, the heavier, longer bullet will stabilize. But a lot of people say, you know, even if you do like a 1 in 7 twist and you're shooting a 55 grain bullet, like many ARs do,
right,
you can't overstabilize, but you can understabilize. Way back in the 30s when the Swift come out and it was a 1 in 14, people were shooting 40s technology. I say the Swift come out before the 40s, excuse me. But when it was popular, people were
shooting, right,
people were varmint hunting in the 40s with it when it was really taking off. Bullet technology would not allow these people to shoot a 55 grain bullet at 4,000 feet a second with a 1 in 7 twist because the centrifugal force 20, 30 yards down out of the muzzle, poof, the bullet was just destroyed.
Right, disintegrating, yeah. Exactly. I heard of that.
So, and that's all, you know, but I'm excited about this 22 arc, and I'm excited about this Range Tool because 220 Swift is amazing out to 600 yards, you know, okay, with a 1 in 14 or even a 1 in 12 twist. You know, it's going to be amazing out to 600 yards. Past that, it's probably not going to do a hell of a lot just because at that point you're losing a lot of velocity.
Right.
Bullet isn't massive enough to buck the wind. But now that I've got something that is a few hundred feet a second slower than the Swift, but I can go to, you know, theoretically a 90 grain bullet.
Right.
You know, I mean, this could be a 1,000-yard gun.
Really?
Now,
holy shit!
Currently, this Range Tool AR has been out. I've shot it 100 yards. That's it, and it's grouping at half MOA at 100 yards.
Okay,
you know, which is with factory ammo, which is respectable, but 100 yards don't tell shit.
Right.
I did that. I had to borrow an optic off of a rifle to do that. I'm waiting
about that earlier.
Yeah, I've got an optic coming from Leupold and Night Force for this rifle. And that's when we
Night Force didn't send you one, huh?
My buddy Zach Hine. Shout out to Zach Hine. Yep. You know, Zach.
Oh yeah.
He reached out to a buddy of his at Night Force, and he emailed me, and I'm like, hey, this is what I'm doing. I got this 22 arc. I want to shoot it.
Right.
You know, I want to try it at 1,000 yards, but you know, I'm gonna shoot at 500 yards with factory ammo, and I'm like, I need nice optics.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of a Leupold slut.
It's, all right. It's good stuff.
It is, but in all fairness, a lot of the people who read Rage Hot and watches on YouTube are like, Hunter, every time you get a nice rifle, you got Leupold on.
Like, so, yeah, because I have them and I like them.
But it's also good to branch out.
It is. It is.
So, anyway.
I'm pretty sure the one told you to reach out to Night Force, too, didn't I?
Not only did you tell me that, but for all these people that's listening, if you really need a solid, down-to-earth, realistic life coach...
Oh shit.
David's your guy. I'm telling you. Boy's been life coaching me for 10 years now.
Too damn long.
it has paid dividends, if you will.
That's awesome. I appreciate that, buddy.
So anyway, that's my spiel.
Nice. I like I said, I don't know shit about shooting fast stuff. My first thought was that made me think of the ill-fated 224 Valkyrie that Federal put out, because that was supposed to be like 1,000-yard
out of the
AR-15 platform, and of course it just didn't go anywhere. But at the same time, if Horny's behind it, I think that's got a little more – actually, take it back. That's got considerable more weight to it than – I mean, like, Federal's not small potatoes, but
no,
I don't know. But Federal, when Horny's behind something versus Federal, that's very different.
I think what's going to determine whether this 22 arc – ever does anything is, I mean, this is a predator round. This is a varmint round.
Right.
That's the reason Range Tool named their rifle the Predator.
Right.
So if people are, a lot of people shoot varmints.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
With an AR platform. In 223.
I mean, let's face it, AR platform is pretty freaking huge in every way, shape, and form. I mean,
it's America's rifle.
Yeah. And to say it's not, you're retarded.
Exactly. But to get an AR in 22-250, which is probably one of the more popular varmint cartridges, you got to go to an AR-10.
Right.
With this, you're getting 22-250 velocities and energy in an AR-15 platform.
Right.
You know, now a lot of people are going to go, well, what's barrel life? What's, yeah. I don't know. You know, that's to be determined.
And no, yeah, I'm sorry, but let's take a step back with that. What's the barrel life of it? You know, people say that kind of shit. How many people really and truly are going to shoot any cartridge enough to burn their barrel up?
I mean, people
can do it. Obviously, it can be done. But
right, but
talking the average person buying, say, a rifle chambered in 22 arc, how many people are really going to shoot it that much to burn that barrel up? And if they are shooting that much, they can afford to buy another damn barrel or buy another damn gun too. So it's like, who gives a shit?
20%.
Exactly.
And how, and you know, I mean, Ray Charles can change a barrel in AR.
Right.
So, you know, Saturn barrels right now are building the, from what I hear, Saturn barrels right now is building the 22 arc barrel. So
is
you
that
get
what Range Tool's using? Oh, it what, is. Yes.
What's that?
I said, is that what Range Tool's using is the Saturn barrels.
Yes, that is. And he went with Saturn barrels after, I think, a lot of investigation. Believe it or not, he and I have been going back and forth now almost 4 months, 5 months, maybe 6 months on this particular rifle. Right. He reached out to me like maybe 6 months ago and like, if I were to build something like this, would you help me promote it? You know, and I'm like, absolutely. Because
yeah.
I love fast shit.
Yeah, right.
And I love Hornaday. I got some good contacts at Hornaday. I know they do good stuff.
Yeah.
And I was talking to some of the tech guys about this ELD extreme long range cartridge they're coming out with. And I know Hornaday shit together. So you know, when I've got the opportunity to shoot something that's going to be a blistering fast out of an AR-15,
right?
That's not love 223, but I mean, come on, it's different. It's cool.
Let me ask you this then: what's like? I like the AR-15. I don't. It's most of my guns are AR-15 platforms.
Myself,
but. What's the big deal if something fast is in an AR-10 platform?
I think it's for bulk, for weight. You know, okay. if you're going to go out, right. You're going to varmint hunt, and you've got to hump your fucking rifle 2 or 3 miles.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
You know, Andrew Barnes Precision Machine, he makes an AR-10 in 22-50, and it is a damn nice rifle. But it's probably 2-3 pounds heavier than an AR-15.
And it may not sound like a lot, but if you're walking around with that thing, 2 pounds adds up a lot, and that becomes a lot.
It is. Heavier. It is. You know, and it's bigger, it's longer, it's bulkier. So, I mean, if you get out of your truck and you walk 10 steps to the shooting bench,
big deal.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you got to hump this bastard,
right,
then I think that's where it comes in.
No, that makes sense. That's fair.
That's my best guess.
I'll accept that. Well, I mean, what the hell do I know?
Hell, you know more than I do.
Bullshit. I'm just a fucking tactical Timmy retard. He likes LARPing on the range when he can.
That's bullshit, David Kowalkin. You know what? I've seen you shoot matches. I've talked to you. And everybody who's listening, all you 8 fuckers that are listening, he's being modest. You know, he knows a hell of a lot, probably a hell of a lot more than I do. I'm just, when you're asking me questions, I got my smartphone right here, dude. I got Google.
Do you think I'm not Googling shit, looking shit on my other screen over here?
Oh. And hey, you know what my father always said? If you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with bullshit.
I mean, that's fair.
So here you go. Fake it till you make it. So you know what? How much time have we got?
I don't know. About another 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so.
Okay, perfect. Because I got something I want to ask you bad.
Go for it.
Man, tell me, how do you feel about lever guns?
I like them. Well, okay. I like them, but not in the normal sense or fashion as most people. Like, I don't.
I have an ulterior motive for asking you.
Okay.
And not because I want you to ask me. I want to talk about your lever gun.
My lever gun?
Yeah, huh?
My Henry?
I want you to tell the story. I'm not even going to tell it, but I want you to tell the story
you told me. What story, man? What are you talking about?
So you went and shot a match with a lever gun.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like why you got the lever gun and shit.
No. I want people to hear this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. What is this? 25. So 2024. Yeah. Moons out, goons out. Night vision only match put on by.
Moons out, goons out.
Love it. God, why am I drawing a blank on Ian's name? Forgotten Weapons. New Forgotten Weapons.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gun Jesus.
Yes, Gun Jesus. But Moons Out, Goons Out's his match to be all night vision. It started off like the first year I actually hang out with Ian was when it was a Midnight Brutality. That's because him and the guy from the Brutality matches kind of parted ways. And so he came back with Moons Out, Goons Out. And I was like, well, I'm in because I've met Ian. I've hung out with Ian, stayed the night in the same place as Ian. Like, I'll support him with Moons Out, Goons Out. And I had fun first time anyways. And for whatever fucking reason, I decided I'm gonna run this damn match with a lever action. Hey. Why? Because I can. But now I'll preface it though. My lever action is not your typical traditional lever action. It's a full blown space cowboy, whatever you want to call it, modern ranger point precision.
But it's cool. Out
lever gun. I think it's cool. I think it's badass. I mean, I like taking like an old gun that's super modernized like that. I think it's just cool as shit. And took it to a primarily semi-auto rifle. Mostly ARs. There was a bunch of guys run MP5s.
The fucking balls on you, man.
Match. I mean, I shot with the media guys from like Firearm Blog, and Kit Badger, and Ian, and our head RO. He was like, he looked at me, he goes, "Is that a fucking lever gun?" I'm just standing there, like, yeah, it is. He was like, "Dude, you win the cool points for that shit." And he goes, "You do realize what the round count for this is, right?" And I went, "Oh, yeah. I'm not going to win this by any means." I was like, in fact, I plan on timing out most of all the stages because most stages, I want to say it was like 40 rounds you were firing, like 40 hits. I was like, this is going to suck. It's going to be 8 rounds of click. Yeah, then mashing rounds out. I mean, I had quivers on the handguard, quiver on the stock. I have a utility pouch I put on my belt that like is double zippers, but also Velcros over, so I can leave it like zipped open enough and just pull the Velcro up, get my hand in, grab a few rounds. I pull my hand out, the flap will fall back down to keep it closed. I'm not spilling rounds everywhere and try and load. And then I had a dump pouch hanging off. I was wearing an AR chest rig, more for kind of warmth. But I had a like a dump, or a, not dump pouch, but like a kangaroo pouch in the front of it. Had more rounds stuffed in that too. So I was pulling rounds from fucking anywhere, dude. Anywhere I could.
I love it.
And, I, you know, if they could do that match in the summertime, I wonder how slightly different it'd be. Because after about loading four rounds into that tube, my fingers are getting numb. I was wearing gloves too.
Yeah.
Fingers are getting numb. I couldn't feel the loading port. So I was using my pinky trying to find, go, okay, there it is while I'm holding the rounds. And it's like, okay, it's right there. Okay, round, round, drop a couple, round, round. Oh, fuck it. Just get back in action. Rack it. Ping, hit, ping, hit, ping, hit, ping, hit, click. Fuck, I'm empty again. So it's like the timer goes off. I'm having the best time in the world because I'm like, I'm running a lever action in this. Like the one stage was the best was the, they called Ukrainian Trench. We had like five or six positions, I think two or three steals in each position. You had to hit each position and then work your way back. I told everybody else, like, guys, I'll be lucky if I make it down to the one run. I won't make it back because of time and reloading this damn thing. It's just not going to happen. So when I'm shooting, it's awesome. I loved it. As soon as I go click into reloading on every stage, I was in absolute hell. It's like, son of a bitch. Here we go trying to get rounds into this damn thing. But out of eight stages, I did time out of five of the eight stages. Other three, I was competing. And one stage in particular, I think I was like in the 30th place somewhere with the lever action. I was like, wait a minute.
So you didn't place last?
No, I did not place last. I beat like five or six guys.
With semi-automatic gun.
Yes. Lever action for the fucking win.
That is cool, though, man, to show up, you know, with a lever gun. I'm not a FUD, but I
heavy embrace moments.
I have FUD moments. And because I'm a 1911 guy, and I'm a revolver guy, and oh my God, you know, the sun comes up and goes down with lever guns for me, man. And I'm gonna tell you this. I remember when I was like 12 and I watched True Grit.
Yep.
Now John Wayne had a Winchester Model 92, and I watched True Grit when I was 10 or 12 years old. And mama said, mama, and I remember this clearly. My mama said, what would you like for Christmas? And I said, you know what I would like, mama? I said, I want a Winchester large loop lever gun and 30-30. Now, I realized that was not the rifle that John Wayne carried.
Sure.
But, you know, at 12 years old, I knew my mama wasn't going to go out and buy no antique Winchester Model 92.
Sure. You're being practical.
I was being practical, but it was damn close.
Right.
So I was 12 years old, you know, and my friends were having trouble convincing their mama to buy them a BB gun.
And here you are asking
for And I unwrapped my Christmas present at 12 years old, and it's the damn Winchester Model 94 Wrangler in 30-30 and God. About 300 rounds of ammo.
Oh, my God.
And mama said, Merry Christmas. You know, and I was like, when can we go to Granddaddy's and shoot it? She said, quick as you can get your shoes on. And I remember that, you know, and so.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I've always had, I'm an AR guy. I understand the lever gun is not combat effective, but I'm not in the military anymore.
Right.
I go shooting for recreation and to have fun. Yep. Shoot a couple matches.
Yep.
And I feel like there's a lot of romance with the lever gun. You've sure. got the lever, you know, there's an audible, you know, just it's a lot of, for me, the movement. The, yeah. the visible hammer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of romance for me.
It totally is a romance to it like that. And that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it cool. That's why I like the fact that, you know, I think the first person I saw doing it was Chris Costa. He took a lever action. I don't know if it was even his class or somebody else's class. And he was running a 45-70, and he flat out made the comment. He goes, "Why not run a lever gun?" And everybody else was like, "Oh my god, well, why can't we run lever guns?" You know. Then all these modern rails and furnitures and stocks came out for him, and I'm just like, "That's what I'm talking about. I want that shit right there."
I'm gonna confess, like when I go to town, I take a rifle with me, and I usually take 200-300 rounds of ammo.
Sure,
I'm a moron. And when I go out of town, I got a Ruger Built Marlin Trapper in 45-70. And I take that with a Liberty Suppressors Goliath silencer screwed onto it.
Yep.
And I will take about 300 rounds of double tap 405 grain hard cast. And I'll take about 100 rounds double tap. It's doing a 300 grain all copper hollow point. Right. And, you know, for me, I feel like that's going to get me out of any damn thing this side of a rabid bull elephant.
Right.
And not that this is a justifiable reason, but, you know, I got a little, for years and years and years, my EDC was a 7.5-inch Barnes Precision Machine SBR.
Right.
And I carried it in the seat of my car.
Yep.
And, you know, I might have got stopped for speeding, or I might have got to go through a license check. And, you know, and when the cop sees that.
Like, what are you doing?
Right. I got to hear a fucking 10 minutes of chin music from this guy, which I'm not saying is wrong, but it's not right. I don't want to hear this shit. But if I've got a lever gun, you know, with the muzzle down in the floorboard, and a cop sticks his head in there and he sees it, it's dismissed.
Yeah, it's a whole other level of, like,
yeah,
I don't say threat level, but, like, yeah, it's just that point, probably looking at you going, just a good old boy. Okay, whatever, no big deal.
And I subscribe to the gray man thinking.
Right.
You know, cop sees a good old boy with a lever gun. Yeah.
Cop shit about good old shit.
Boy with an SBR.
Right.
You know, he may be like, you know, he may get.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah. You know, it may draw unwanted attention to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Agreed. So, but this is the world we live in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my favorite rifle is the AR. I'm not going to lie, but.
Oh,
but,
I know. I mean, that's like, you know, AR.
I mean, I got, if we're talking about favorite rifles, I happen to have mine here. This is a Colt 6933 little SBR, no mag. You know, and I got a, this is a Meprolite M22. Oh,
little, what the hell's under the cover there?
Okay. It's a Meprolite, electronic sight on my rifle. You believe that?
I mean, for you, yeah, I'm a little shocked. I mean, me, no, I have like four EOTechs.
Oh, wow. But I run rails on this for years and years. Nice little B&T can. Love these B&Ts because they QD to a birdcage, man.
That's kind of why I want a B&T to do that on my 416 clone here. Just it's got an A2 on it.
Dude, it'll QD right to your A2 birdcage.
Yeah.
But and I got to give a shout out to my buddy Eric Suarez at Maprolite. You know, and of course, oh, Richie at Colt for getting me the 6933, but we had a AR class pop up near me, and a friend of mine was putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
Trace Armory Group, if you don't mind me mentioning. John Boyette.
I don't care.
John Boyette is Army Special Forces, which is equivalent to a Marine cook, almost. But he reached out. I love you, John.
Burn, damn.
Yeah, I know. He reached out to me, goes, "Hey, Hunter, you know, we're running a running an AR class out here about 45 minutes from your place. Why don't you come take it? Here's the thing. I love taking classes because you always learn something.
Right.
And John Boyette's a fantastic instructor. So I'm like, you know what? Absolutely. Let me come take it. And he goes, hey, by the way, you need to put some sort of something on your rifle. And I'm like, yeah, I got
fucking. You're 50, Hunter. You should have something on your rifle.
I got flip up sights, baby. I'm golden.
You're 50, Hunter. You should put something else on your rifle.
You know, and he said, well, this class is really like to attune students to a red dot. And I was like, I don't want to do that. But, you know, I had this M22 from Maprolite that I had just finished a review on. So I reached out to Maprolite and I'm like, hey, I got a class coming up. Why don't, you know, I like this optic as red dots go. Can I buy it? And they give me a good deal. And so I put it on the rifle. I went out here in the front yard and zeroed it in. Because we were shooting from 3 yards to 7 yards was the was 80% of the class.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get any further than like 20 yards.
Right. Yeah.
Which for me, without a red dot, I would have just flipped up my front sight.
Sure.
You know, sure. And just run the front sight because you're looking for men and a bad guy.
Right.
But to John's credit, I learned a lot in the class and I began to understand the red dot a little bit.
You're starting to sound a little funny here.
I know. Now look, to my credit, that class was like 3 months ago, and the red dot is still on my fucking rifle. I didn't come home and lever that bitch off and throw it in a safe. It's still on there. So, you know,
you're saying this old dog is learning some new tricks, is what you're saying. A little bit.
I'm trying. trying to have an open mind. It feels like I'm wearing a work boot that's about two sizes too small. But by God, brother, I'm trying.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're trying, man. Glad you can keep going out on the world with, you know, knowing that like pistol red dots are.
I will never ever fucking put a red. You know what? I would rather die in a gunfight. And when my mama comes to claim my corpse, there I lay graveyard dead with iron sights.
Are you done yet?
Oh,
mind you, back to my, you know, so to my lever action, and you know, you're cool with the fact that I'm running the super modernized one. So the way I keep it set up, I'm running a green dot, a Swamp Fox Kraken green dot on it, which I've reached out to 200 yards of that thing suppressed with some subsonic 38 specials. Grant, it was definitely some Kentucky windage, you know.
Right.
But the fact at that point in time, because like I normally keep it with just the green dot on it and a flashlight. That's it.
Okay.
And when I had out in the range with some buddies, I handed a buddy, I won at the Midnight Brutality random draw, was this B.E. Myers Kiji, which is like an IR flashlight. Insanely powerful shit. When I won it, I knew guys were talking about it. I picked it up. I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? And Ivan Kit Badger, he was like, dude, you know what that is? I'm like, no. He's flipping a knife out and he's opening it before I could even like realize it. And he goes, dude, check this thing out. I'm like, oh, this is that awesome. So I had that thing as a handheld, just light. Told my buddy, I'm like, here, hold that. Point out that way, the 200 yard range.
Were you running?
I was under my nods. Yeah, I was under my nods. Oh, under my nods. And so under the nods, trying to like do the passive aim. Boom. I was like, well, let's see. It's going like up like this. I was like, nothing. I crack it again. Bing. Like, fuck you. I'm done. 2 yards. A half-ass zeroed optic. I'm like, I'm done. But now for that Moons Out Goons Out match, yeah, I put that B.E. Myers Kiji on there, which really, the night that I shot, we had a full moon. So I didn't need any additional IR lighting. I actually, your divisions of that match are passive aiming through your optic or active IR with like a laser and IR light. I went that route so I could go, you know, do whichever I wanted to do. And honestly, most of the match, I end up aiming passively through my optic, which I never thought would have happened, even being a lever action and running the old ass nods that I have.
Right.
And it was like, holy shit, this is awesome. Laser I threw on it was this old Steiner CQBL that was actually a piece of shit and won't stand up for anything.
Was it an IR laser?
Yeah. Well, visible and IR, but it was a piece of shit. You have to run IR. You can't run visible for the match itself. So that part kind of sucks because I would easily just thrown on like a, what do you call it? The Viridian has like a little forward angle grip laser. That would have been cool to run that, but it was like had to be IR and IR when I wasn't pulling off my AK, which is a whole other bit. But now what's cool, I'll tell you, is this year, and this is kind of rolling into something else you want to show off to me.
Okay.
Is I'm going to run the Moons Out, Goons Out match this year. It's in March. And I'm actually going to be running that new High Point.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which you have, yeah, the 4595P. I'm actually going to run it with a 9mm variant. And I'm probably not going to suppress it, though. I'm going to leave it just full bore just because.
I want you to bask in the Liberty Suppressor's cosmic here. I mean, from a distance, if you saw this and had been drinking and your eyes were squinted, you would swear this is a damn Stormtrooper's gun. Now, no magazine.
I can sit a little bit, yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's not a Sterling, but I get it. Yeah,
I love what y'all did with the front sight, though, man.
And new front sight's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a green fiber optic.
They're gonna come green and red.
But is it red or green?
Well, no, they're gonna come red and green. Well, still be red, we're gonna be green. I think the.
Oh, by the way, you could probably still send me a bill for this because I doubt I'll send it back. And here's.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Why? You know, because we're friends and I love you. I'm going to be brutally honest. When this thing came and I got it out of the box, I went, oof, I hate this. I did. I'm like, this is stupid. But, you know, being open-minded, because I do like High Point. I do like High Point solely because, solely because they're reliable. They're accurate. They're made in the USA.
Right.
Lifetime warranty. And they're affordable.
Yeah.
Now, where in the hell else can you get that? So I like
High Point. Call.
I like High Point. So I got this. I was like, oof. But, you know, it's a High Point. I'm like, I'm gonna give it a whirl. Chad was over here, and I'm like, here, why don't you run this thing? So he shot a mag out of it first.
Right.
You know, aiming it. And we were 30 yards away, and he was banging a damn 10 by 10 piece of steel. Ding, ding,
was
ding.
Was he doing that like a push-pull kind of bit? Was that what he was doing?
Yeah. You know, he was kind of just push-pulling it. So then he pulls the old George Prepar there from A-Team, the photo I texted you, and I hand him another fresh mag, and he drops it into his waist, like, ding, 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 just wearing his thing. I'm like, damn. And I wound up, we shot probably 200 rounds through it, and it was infinitely more fun than I thought it was going to be.
That's awesome.
It was.
I haven't shot them yet.
It's more fun than you think. It really is. I was like, now I get it. It's got a little pick rail here on the back. You know, if you want to, I know you can mount a folding stock or whatever, you know, but even just out like this,
it's very manageable.
It's manageable. It's more fun than you think. And if someone's looking, they're like, but
I got to correct myself. I forgot. I did take the 45 model out to shoot it. And funny enough was I got a bunch of ammo. My dad passed away that he'd loaded. He was getting into 45 pretty good.
And
it's like on a whim, he decided to get into 45 and he wanted a 45 gun for me to borrow at first. I was like, sure, fine. He took my old school Smith & Wesson 4506. It's a great shooting gun. But so I took that 45 High Point carbine out, the 4595 pistol, took that thing out, and my kid wanted to shoot it first. I was like, hey, here you go, dude. Go for it. Rock and roll. And it would, like, fire a shot and nothing. I'm like, what the hell? I'm clearing it out and like fire. Let's give it here. Fire, clear, fire, clear, fire, click.
It was
clear,
malfunctioning.
Well, I was like, what the hell's going on?
You shoot your own as reloads.
Yeah. Which shocked me because I'm like, I've made some bunny farts with 9mm before, just stretch my powder out with, but I'm running a hot powder though, or well, it's tight group. It's a fast burning powder. So I've gotten it pretty damn low to the point where it'll cycle my like particular semi-auto.
Just barely.
And it would, yeah, but it would still cycle a blowback action, like a high point or my Beretta Storm, just fine. But anything else that was like a Browning Tilt, no, it wasn't cycling shit. So I was thinking, damn, what the hell did my dad reload that it would cycle a 4506, which got a stiff ass spring to it, but wouldn't cycle the damn high point pistol? I'm like, this is nuts.
Well, he was, you know, he's probably using unique, and he was like,
no, I think he was using HP38 because that's all he really was, HP38. I think
all I've ever, so my favorite powder for 45 auto is unique.
Yeah, see, all I've ever loaded is HP38 and tight group for both 45 and 9. That's it.
Well, you should look into Unique and Winchester 231, by the by.
I think 231 is the same as HP38, I think.
Okay.
I think. That might, cause I know there's a Winchester that's exact same powder as the HP38. It might be 231.
Now, we did talk about lever guns and how fun they are. I want to show you a gun I'm reviewing right now.
Yeah, go for it.
So this is the Marlin Trapper in 357.
All I was going to say is like that loading port looks small.
Yeah, it's a 357 magnesium.
Oh, that's cool.
And I got the little Liberty Suppressors Cosmic on it.
Yeah.
But here's something this 357 lever gun does that no other lever gun does that I've reviewed.
Okay.
It will reliably cycle wad cutters.
Huh.
So I've never had a lever gun. Like I could stoke, you know, 6-7 wad cutters in there.
Sure.
Do one or two, and then it would hang up or act weird.
Sure.
But this Marlin Trapper in 357, and this is the Ruger bit Marlin, but it will 100% reliably cycle wad cutters.
Wad cutters. Again, you sound like a FUD saying that.
You know, I love those wad cutters. I was talking to my buddy, John Travis. Most people know him as 1911 Tuner. And he and I have been in discussions about the wad cutter as a defensive round.
Right.
Which I have been against until here lately.
So, I say I know on cardboard, wad cutters make a pretty damn big hole in 45.
They do.
Like, it's big.
So what I'm going to do is I got some 158 grain wad cutters from Defender Ammo, and they're subsonic even out of the rifle. Mm-hmm. So they're quiet. They're like pellet quiet.
Yeah, it's like hammer fall or hammer drop, and that's it.
Exactly. And I'm going to shoot those in gel, you know, because John Travis, 1911 Tour, was like, you know, that wad cutter is going to go in for a number of inches, and then it's going to destabilize and begin to tumble.
Right.
So it's gonna paper punch here. And then, so, you know, like my mother, Barbara, she's 82, and she carries a Python. And she shoots 357, 44. But, like, you know, if she shoots two or three cylinders, a 357 Magnum out of her Python, you know, she's like, her hand is red.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, Mom, you know, at this, of course, now, you know, she's at 82, her skin is thin. She's on blood thinners already. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find a reasonable defensive round.
Right.
38 special that'll work out of a 3-inch or 4.25-inch barrel.
Yeah, and it's not going to beat her up.
So these wad cutters may be a viable.
That's kind of interesting. That'd be cool to see.
So that's, I'm going to probably address that after shot. Just because I'm trying to get all my shit together. Sure. I got a couple last-minute reviews I want to do before shot. Maybe. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I've got a review. I told you I finished up. It was basically a Turcanelli Benelli M4 clone.
Mm-hmm.
I need to shoot photos of it. Articles written. I need photos for it because I was looking through. I thought I had photos. No, they're all old shit cell phone photos. It's like, no, I need to take some legit good stuff.
You know, I got and, good traffic on the other article you wrote for me.
Did you? On the on my echelon?
I did, actually, which surprised me.
Just to probably maybe because it's just different enough because it's not your usual like forte of stuff.
You know? I reckon, you know, but I got good traffic on that. Of course, you know, I think it's paramount to have multiple people offering opinions.
Right.
And while
because God knows you and I don't agree on a lot of shit.
We don't.
You know, that we enjoy, you know, like red dots on handguns.
You know? It's like putting a damn chandelier in an outhouse, man.
It's God, shut the fuck up. You're killing me.
But, you know, I mean, I appreciate the fact that you bring a really healthy and fresh, probably better and more modern idea to, you know, me. And I'm resisting the FUD, man. I'm resisting the FUD.
Sure.
And I'm never going to be a straight FUD. But, you know, revolvers make my heart go pitter-pat. Lever guns make my heart go pitter-pat. Right. And I just can't help that. Some people like blondes. Some people like brunettes. Some people like redheads. I like
it's, you know, I'll tell you, like, my biggest like FUD thing would be 1911s and 45. I like 1911s and 45. I don't own that many of them, but I like them. I enjoy the shit out of them.
My favorite,
something iconic. Maybe even watching too many Vietnam and World War II movies growing up as a kid.
Right.
I don't know. 1911s and 45 are just cool as shit.
My favorite handgun that I've owned is the Dan Weston Specialist in 45 Auto.
I think it's pretty hot.
And I'm gonna tell you what, when I got that, I wrote the review. I can't remember how many years ago. It's been years. When I opened a sumbitch and I opened the box and I looked at it, I said, this is my new favorite. And after I shot it, I was like, yeah, you know, and Dan Weston's are expensive. So I reached out to Zach and I'm like, hey man, you know, this is one of those Dan Westons you don't get back. Send me an invoice. But you always looked after me, you know, but still, you know, you had to be particular about where you spent your money. But as handguns go, that is by far my most favorite handgun that I've got. I would say my second is the little 3-inch Python. You know, that's probably my it would be between that and the DWX.
I think it's pretty hot, too.
That DWX is like cheating.
Yeah.
Oh.
I tell you what, something I really am trying to stop myself from ordering is the you're probably gonna be like the what, the Stealth Arms Platypus. Yeah, you have a clue of that, do you? Okay, so it's like it's more like a 2011, so a 9mm double stack 1911, but the Platypus takes Glock 17 magazines. You look at your mind is just like turning on this. You're just like, what the hell? Yeah. Take a 2011s, which 2011s usually come with stupid expensive ass magazines.
Yeah.
They usually need tuning. They don't run for shit out of the box.
Right.
So ditch that magazine and go with a magazine that runs all the damn time, which would be a Glock 17 magazine, but put it in a double stacked 1911 housing.
Okay, but let me ask you this. How do you think John Browning feels about defiling the 1911 fire control group with a Glock magazine?
I don't give a shit because this thing is awesome.
All right, when he haunts you and you got shit in your reloading room moving around.
Why is he going to haunt me? I still love 1911s and 45 auto.
I'm just saying.
But if I want a 9mm 19...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
11, might as well go with a double stack. And if I'm going to go with a double stack, I might as well go with something that has the best, most reliable, accessible magazines. So why not go with this thing? It's awesome. But they're not cheap.
Logic says you're right.
Trust me, I know that.
But my heart says no.
Well, I'll get one and we will get together and we will shoot it. And you'll be like, damn, this thing's kind of cool. I don't love it, but I like it. And it'll have a big-ass optic on it, too. It'll have a big-ass optic on top of it. just to throw more salt in your wound.
You know, I'm Baptist, man, and I mean, I you can't push me, but just so far. And I ain't trying to get into a religious discussion, but what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to wrap yourself up with some handgun platform that's going to keep you out of heaven.
Oh, my God.
You get some 2011 taking clock
night on it. HK. You know, look, another HK.
When you get to heaven and you're standing there looking at those pearly gates, and Satan goes,
another HK.
He's going to look at you and he's going to squint his eyes and go, son, I need a voucher. I need somebody to voucher.
Okay.
And I'll be there with my single stack black army 1911. Going, dude. Come on in. The water's fine.
Yeah. I hear you.
But I'll vouch for you. I'll be like, look here, St. Peter. I was a witness when that mule kicked him in the side of the head when he was okay. He's legit fucked.
Yeah, thanks, pal. I appreciate you looking out for me like that.
Anything.
Much obliged.
And I mean anything.
All right, well, we've been on here for an hour and 12. I want to round us out with something that's not gun-related at all because, you know, I don't give a shit. This is our show. We can do what the fuck we want.
Well, it's your show. I'm glad to be part of it.
Oh, no. You are absolutely part of it, so it's our show.
Okay, well, I'm not going to argue.
So what is something you've watched recently new that you really like? We're like, holy shit, that was awesome. Or read, or we're playing. Something. Movie, show, game, book.
Well, okay, can I answer that in two parts?
I don't give a shit.
All right. So
I told you we can do what we want, man. This is our thing.
So my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, shit, we're going deep.
Yeah. And this is... And I'm talking about it's my favorite by cat hair. By cat hair, it's Casablanca.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen that all the way through. Seriously.
Oh my God. It is a cinematic master. There's never been anything made this better. However, Rio Bravo with John Wayne is like 0.1%, a hair's breadth below it.
Hey, don't choke on anything. But I'm not a John Wayne fan at all. I never have been. just turn it off. Just cut me off. Yeah.
The fuck?
No.
You know what?
Sorry, mate.
I'm gonna jump on exorcisms.com. And I'm going to set up one in Vegas to get you. All right. So 3 or 4 weeks ago, Candy and I watched for the umpteenth time. I've seen it. I can't. Humphrey Bogart's my favorite actor.
Okay.
A hair's breadth above John Wayne, but he is my favorite actor. And we watched Casablanca and then Key Largo back to back. And you'd have to be a freaking robot not to cry at Casablanca, especially at the end, man. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's
Casablanca that here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah, well, there's the amount of quotable lines from that movie. Is uncountable. It's amazing. It's when there were actors with talent and directors that didn't rely on CGI and special effects to make a fucking movie that was amazing. But with that said, I started a series last week called Landman.
Yeah, I know of it. I've not watched it, but I've heard of it.
Have you not watched it?
I have not.
It's good. Because Billy Bob Thornton plays this, like, he's working for an oil tycoon out of Midland, Texas, maybe.
Right.
And he's like oversees all the operations, legit and illegit. Like they're leasing this land from like a drug cartel. And he gets himself in some really tight spots. He's got a super hot ex-wife that enters the fray that is you know, about a half a bubble off a plum. And it's damn good. And I was hesitant, and I'm going to say something here that's going to alienate some people. Because some of those same folks were involved with what was that stupid ass Kevin Costner?
Yellowstone.
Fuck, man. Yeah,
never seen that either.
Let me tell you something. I would have soon scooped my fucking eyes out with a grapefruit spoon than watch that. It.
And people are like, they're like cultic mad crazy over Yellowstone.
It was awful. You know what it was? It was a fucking soap opera with a couple horses.
I think you told me that before.
it was dreadful. It was so dreadful. But
Landman though.
Landman is good. It's gonna it evokes emotions with me. He gets pushed around, but Billy Bob Thornton is an amazing actor. And he gets pushed
around. I think he's a little overrated.
Okay,
He's good, but I think he's a little overrated.
I'm measuring amazing in today's standards. So for me, as an actor that's currently participating in movies, is amazing. Is he Humphrey Bogart? No. No. But he's fair good enough. At this, man. Did you ever see Bad Santa?
I never did.
He reprises the role of Bad Santa. You know, he drinks a little bit too much. He don't shave. He's kind of a loose cannon. But his brain is sharp, and he's making this deal between some drug cartel and oil tycoon billionaires work, and all the nuances that come with that.
I saw one clip of the show on, I think it was yesterday or today on X. It had a Dallas Cowboys owner pop up in the show.
Okay.
And gave like a monologue, and the whole post was like, it was Jerry Jones, I think. And it said, damn, Jerry Jones can act. And I watched this clip. No context. He's sitting there talking to John Hamm, who's in a hospital bed, and Billy Bob's sitting back there. And just hearing Jerry Jones give this monologue, it was like, Jesus. It was like, that's pretty good shit. I'm like, coming from a Dallas Cowboys owner, like acting for once. Like,
I would recommend it, you know. And I don't recommend shit on the easy, because I'm a
– right.
As Candy would put it, I'm persnickety as hell.
Yes, you are.
On what I like and what I watch. And
that's all right.
If it was made before about 1980.
Oh, my God.
Let's get Kurt Russell in it.
Okay, so The Thing, Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from New York.
Big Trouble in Little China is
one of the greatest movies ever made.
One of the greatest movies ever made.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Okay, well, I got to give you something that's been on my mind and it keeps coming back to me.
Okay.
I think you would dig this because I know you were a horror fan, but yours is more like H.P. Lovecraft cosmic horror.
Yeah, I like this, the cosmic horror.
This doesn't fall into that at all, but the wife and I went and saw the 2024 take on Nosferatu.
Oh, that come out Christmas Day.
Yes. Yes, we saw it like the Friday after Christmas. Okay. Holy shit,
was that
good? It's good. I mean, I've never watched the original, was it 1922 version?
I've seen it.
But I've known enough about it. Like, I knew it was always a take on Bram Stoker's Dracula. Yeah. I didn't realize how close of a take it was. And between my, you know, October, every October, you know, I watch the 31 Days of Horror movies.
I watch your Facebook feed to see the movies that you post, and I kind of follow along. So I'm very well aware of your 31 Days of October.
Well, so with that, though, this year I watched two movies back-to-back was The Last Voyage of the Demeter, which is a brand-new one.
I've seen that. I didn't love it.
You didn't, I really got into that one. But anyways, that's a Dracula story if you're not familiar with it. But so from watching that, I straight up went to watching the 1992 Francis Ford Coppola's Bram Stoker's Dracula with Gary Oldman, Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder. Great movie.
That movie. 10 out of 10.
So, yeah. And that one, and it was definitely stylized to look like an older film in ways, and it worked. So having that still pretty fresh in my mind and going to see Nosferatu, knowing Nosferatu was always like the original Hollywood rip on Dracula, minus some other context of the film. I was shocked. I'm like, oh my God, beat for beat. Like, this is fucking Dracula.
Yeah.
So far, until you bout to the point where you get to where he makes land, you know, it's a little more different than from Dracula's story, but still, it's still roughly the same movie. All that being said, though, the visual style, everybody's acting in it, is fucking good. Yeah, watching it. Like, I'll probably pick that up on physical media and throw it back in the cabinet back here.
Really?
It was good, yeah.
Is it okay, so compare that to a Nefarious.
Totally different film.
Right, but totally equally as good, though? It's gripping?
For the gripping entertainment value, okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. I mean, like I said, because I knew the story, you know. I knew how it was going to play out because it's fucking Dracula.
It
was good.
The 29 or whatever year Nosferatu came out. I've seen it. It's good if you watch it knowing what you're getting involved with.
Right.
Silent movie. You got to read.
Right.
Which
and it's like, what, an hour and 22 minutes, whereas Nosferatu is like 2 hours and 14 or 15 or maybe 2 hours and 20 minutes, something like that. Right. So it's a longer movie, but oh, fuck it. The visual treat of it was just good.
I'm yearning for good horror. And I like horror that's not just blood, you know. Right. If somebody chopping a guy's arm off, shady to me is not horror. That's just a story. I mean, you know, whatever. Time out, because we have to at least, if we're going to bring up horror, we have to talk about the king villain of horror ever. The most baddest ass horror villain ever to have been imagined by mankind.
Without a doubt. Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Spit it out.
Leatherface, man. Fucking Leatherface.
Oh, slasher. Okay, we're going slasher horror now.
Right. If we got, you know, no.
Yes.
Leatherface is psychological too, though.
The original. The sequels are not.
All right. Most of the sequels fucking suck.
Yes.
Except Leatherface 3D or the Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3D.
Yeah, that's what it's like, tries to be like the direct sequel to the first one, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, that was entertaining.
That was amazing.
I wouldn't go amazing, but it was entertaining. It was worth watching.
No, it was amazing. it changed my life. And I tell you what, there's a moment. I know we're running long, but he gets his saw seized from him. And so bad shit's happening. So Leatherface goes home, right, to get another chainsaw. And
of course he does.
You know, it's this dark room, and it's all just barely lit ambiance, and it's all like old fashioned wood and like this really antiquated workshop. And he lumbers over to this wooden cabinet, and he grasps these two doors, and with some effort, he begins to open these two doors of this wooden cabinet, and he thrusts them aside. And there is a steel 044.
I was waiting for the steel.
And I'm like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God. So he upgrades. And he grabs that 044. I think it's a 440, which was the latter version of the 044. And he grabs that. When he grabs it off the shelf, I'm like, yeah, man.
I understand why it changed your life now.
We're winning.
I get it.
We're winning.
Winning.
You know, he went from a bad guy that struggled to dominating the world.
Oh, my God.
But, that, you know, he run a pole line. What the fuck was he thinking? He gets a steel chainsaw. Boom. The world is your flower. Oyster, what have you.
That's awesome.
And then the last one he did with Netflix, where he turned into the anti-hero.
I had a few good visual elements, but for the most part, it was terrible. Come on, dude. He'd have been like 80 some odd years old and he was still just single-handedly like, no,
okay, get
the fuck out of here.
His age is the hill we're on now.
There's plenty more.
The millennials and running a saw through them and sticking up through the top of the tour bus. What? When he tried to start a saw and it wouldn't work and he beat that fucking dude to death.
Yeah, I didn't care for it. I thought it was just all right. I like the scene where he's like popping his head up and he's in the sunflower field. That was a cool visual. But man, yeah, I didn't care for that one.
I have the words. I'm bummed.
I love the original. The original is a classic. I have it behind me. I like the one you're talking about, the 3D, I think you said, is the direct sequel to the first one. I like that too.
You didn't like the Netflix one where he was in the orphanage.
I didn't care for it. I literally thought the time frame, he literally would have been like an 80, 90-year-old dude. It was just like, huh? How is he still this big and this strong? Like, no. No. And he was like plot armored to left and right. That's why I don't like. I disagree. I don't like that. Supernatural route, because then you're going to Michael Myers. You're going to Jason. You're going.
Whoa. I love you, but you can't even. If you're going to talk about Leatherface, protocol dictates 90-second pause before you even bring up a Jason or Freddy or any of those fucking wannabes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Shut your mouth. Listen to me. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is great. The next best thing to that is the original My Bloody Valentine. There you go. How's that?
I've never seen it.
You owe yourself to watch that one.
My Bloody Valentine.
Like literally, don't watch the 2000-something remake is shit.
Okay.
The original, I mean, it's a Canadian film, but doesn't like try to hide that aspect of it. It's not shot to be corny like Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street, or it's maybe not as low budget as the original Halloween, but I'd say it's like movie quality wise, I think it's as good as like the original Halloween and Texas Chainsaw.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
And I'd say it's kind of more the, I'm getting foggy on years of like Friday the 13th. The original really was kind of like the first Scream movies. Like who really is the killer?
Yeah.
That's how My Bloody Valentine is. Who is the actual killer? So
okay.
It's worth your time to watch.
I hated the Fridays. Here's the thing. Oh, can I tell another quick story real quick?
Quick.
All right. I'll be quick. So
I'm going to go to bed.
All right. So I remember I got into reloading about 1990 through my father.
You're old.
So as a housewarming gift, my father bought me a reloading press. And I was at a gun show 98, 99, and the guy was selling 177 grain 30 caliber AP bullets pulled down from a belt machine gun for a 60, and they were 50 cents a piece.
Damn.
Yeah. And he had a big ass pile of them, and I'm like, I'll take what you got. So anywho, I have no idea why I bought them. So I bought those. And I hope nobody from the range I'm a member of is watching this, because I'm going to tell my.
Nobody is right now because we're not live.
All right. Well, I'm gonna chance it. If you're a member of SSI in Roseville,
no, now you made it worse for yourself.
Stop watching it. So I bought these, and weeks, months go by, and I'm watching Terminator for the umpteenth time with the girl I was dating. And, you know, they couldn't kill that bastard.
Right.
And I said, you know, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that. So I had a Winchester Model 70 chambered in 300 Win Mag. And so I began to develop a load for 177 grain bullet for the 300 Win Mag with IMR 7828, which is really slow burning powder.
Okay.
But I worked up a load, and I got an MOA load worked up. And so we went to the range, and some nice gentleman had left 1 inch and a quarter steel gongs at the range for us to, you know, plank at, because, you know, you're not going to hurt it.
No.
So I throw that Model 70 out there, and it was dialed in at like 200 yards. And so I pulled the trigger, nothing. I said, fuck, I missed the gong. So I shot three more rounds, nothing.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, how in the, I mean, it was a 12-inch gong. inch and a quarter thick. And I'm like, how am I missing that? My buddy's like, because you can't shoot where the fuck. I'm like, okay.
I'm responsible on the range, yeah.
Right. So I'm like, let's go and look and see what's going on. And I stroll down there, and there were three beautiful paper punch holes.
Right to that steel.
Right through that steel target. And I said, we need to go.
Oh, shit.
And then the next Monday, everybody got a newsletter. Whomever was shooting the steel targets with AP,
please don't do that.
And then they banned steel targets. So, but you know what though? I've got like 50 of those that were loaded, and I'm like, if the Terminator ever rolls up,
you got something to punch through him.
That's a through and through on his brain housing group.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I'm literally making a note of something about that we can discuss on another one, because we can go off another like probably 30 minutes talking about some theoretical hypothetical shit like that. So
love to, because I love to experiment with powder.
We'll save that for another one to ramble and bullshit about.
Perfect.
Hell yeah. Well, so I guess at that point, I guess we'll just say, fuck it. We're going to wrap it up, as we've been running for like an hour and a half here. We were trying to be going for about an hour, but hey, whatever. It's our show. We can do what the fuck we want.
Well, most of it's my fault, because I'm long-winded to say on our podcast.
No, you're right. Again, this is our thing, dude. We can do whatever we want.
Enjoyed it.
No, this has been a blast. I think this will be easy to keep doing this. We'll have enough bullshit between the two of us to ramble on and
especially you
talk about shit. Especially you. You.
No, talking you. About? I'm pointing at me.
Oh.
Especially you. This guy here in the cat hat. No, I mean, bro, I will say this. I am thoroughly excited about this new venture. This is all brand new to me, but I'm really looking forward to it. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. I like the very laid-back kind of way we're going, so I'm thankful to be a part of it.
Hell yeah, man. Hey, this wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you too, man. Takes both of us, man.
However, this was 100% your idea.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It was
100. You mentioned like, let's do a podcast, and I'm like, I don't know shit about it.
Neither do I.
Well, you're pulling it off like you're an old pro.
Shit, no, man. Shit, no. We'll see how it goes from here once we can push this thing out there and see what happens with it. So,
well, time will tell. We'll put it on your stuff. We'll run it on Range Hot and see what's what. Yeah,
we'll get it out there and see what happens. So.
All right.
Anybody that's hopefully listening to this shit, hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back for more.
Absolutely.
All right.
Peace. Post kisses.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.